It stands for Limited Liability Corporation, and it's a fairly common business construction for people with diverse holdings to sort of segregate them from one another. So if one fails, essentially it can't drag down the other holdings. But under New York State's election law, it's treated as an individual, and so each LLC is subject to the same contribution limits as an individual. So even if you're one person who would be restricted in your giving to a candidate of $6,500, say, in a New York State Senate primary, if you control three LLCs, you could give in your own name, and you could give the same amount in each LLC's name, thereby allowing people to amplify their contributions. Now, good government groups say this is a loophole in the law, and it should be changed.
And this is all perfectly legal.
It is all perfectly legal, and what we've seen is, here in the Capital Region, developer Bruce Tansky, who's the owner of Snyder's Restaurant in Half Moon, as well as several apartment complexes, was able to funnel $26,000 to Saratoga County Clerk Kathy Marchione for her insurgent bid against Senator Roy McDonald. Tansky has long been a supporter of Marchione, and in 2011, the Times Union reported that he had over-contributed to Half Moon Town Supervisor Melinda Warmuth's campaign. He had to give some money back, and he got a sternly worded letter from the Board of Elections. But here he's perfectly within the confines of the law, as he has funded almost a quarter of Marchione's take.
Governor Cuomo recently promised to recommit to getting campaign finance reform through the legislature. Is this LLC provision expected to be at the top of his agenda? Has there been any mention of it by anyone so far?
Well, it's too early to tell, but this is something that has been on the radar of the good government advocates and others who have long sought campaign finance reform for the better part of a decade. So I think that it will certainly come up in negotiations over a change to campaign finance laws. Whether it's included in the final package, we'll have to wait and see.
And this is not just legislative races. This probably can be found for statewide races, town races, etc.
That's correct. And what we saw is an analysis by the New York Public Interest Research Group's Bill Mahoney found that one man, Leonard Litwin, has made use of this so-called loophole to donate over $900,000 to candidates in the last 6 months. If Litwin were to donate just by himself, he would be capped at giving $150,000 a year. But because he uses these LLCs, and Mr. Litwin is a billionaire condo developer based in New York City, so he has lots of LLCs for his various developments, he's been able to really amplify his giving power.